Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. To create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello and welcome to Awakenings. Welcome in Love and Light. Please, in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also known as my co-host, let me know if you can hear me, because we've been having some sound issues, and I'm kind of jimmying something, so to speak, together. Okay. Anyway, we have a really, really great program today. Welcome to everyone in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. As I'm saying, I hope everyone can hear me. We can hear you this week. Yay, Reiki Goddess, thank you so much for letting me know. Not only is the chat room the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, which I believe was termed by Drita, Reiki Goddess, and Tamara, and everyone else has chimed in since then, but it's also my wonderful co-host that really helped to anchor the energy and for the program. And really holding that energy, anchoring it in and letting it really expend and expand, expanding and expending the energy. Hello to everyone listening via Cosmic Dimensions, of course, and everyone listening via iTunes. It's always, always great to connect with everyone and have everyone be a part of this unfolding. And hello to everyone that's listening later in the archive. Promises to be a wonderful program, and I hope you can call in. We will be doing meditation. We will be doing some dream work if people have any. There's a lot of dreams right now that are up, so my intention for this today's show, as well as into 2013, is really not only just grounding this amazing energy that's coming through, that's very uplifting and lightening, but is very intense. It's amplifying energy that we're getting in this particular gateway, and we'll dive into that a little bit. But really to anchor it in, and we will be, next week we will have Jude Kuravan on, cosmologist, astrologer. She's the recipient of the Corey Peace Award. She spoke at the G8 Summit. Just amazing being, an amazing astrologer and a channeler, and very dialed in and friend of the program. Friend of mine, and we're going to be talking about 12-12-12, the synthesizing energy of that. So next week, if you do have intention, you can call in this week as well with your intention. But we're really doing a revisioning. We're really, at this part of the awakening stage, the soul alignment, we're really, really being cracked open. Some of us very softly, and some of it like the stern Mother, Father, Goddess energy. It's this opening, especially with the Saturn in Scorpio. It's calling for that deeper connection, deeper commitment, deeper awareness, deeper meaningful relationships. It's calling for people to connect in more with their signature vibrational frequency and live more from the soul. And we'll definitely be diving into that as well today. We've got a full program today. Call in with your questions or comments. Get a reading. If you've had dreams, because dreams are really up, as many of the veils have already thinned, as we call it, thinned, or another way to look at it is lifted. There are many veils, and each veil represents a spiritual unfoldment or a spiritual principle or a spiritual understanding where you begin to see more and more and more and move more and more into the oneness or the space of the all that is, interconnectedness, the seamless interconnectedness of the all that is. And so metaphysically, esoterically, as there's more awareness, there's more understanding, there's more connectedness or interconnectedness, it becomes more and more seamless so that your personality really becomes a reflection of the soul or an outpicturing or a denser physical manifestation of the soul. And basically, that's what we're here to really do and share in. Call-in number for questions or comments is 347-539-5122. Again, that's 347-539-5122. Please make sure that you press 1 on the keypad, and that lets me know that you want to get on air, that you have a question or a comment. Also, I want to remind everyone of the teleconference, the Soul Path Workshop and Group. We'll be doing some sacred ceremony and ritual. I'll be working with one of my shamanic teachers and guides, Juana Cuatro Vientos, and that will be Saturday, December 22nd at 3 p.m. Pacific time. You can find that information on my Awakenings Radio Facebook page. You can email awakenings@selfandlight.com for more information. And also you can find out more information of my daily own course, Navigate the Great Soul Shift 2012, Navigate the Great Soul Shift. That goes into a lot, and you can have that for a year. That goes into a lot of what 2013 is actually going to be about. And I do touch a course on 2012, the first chapter. Let's see. I just want to give everybody some resources. Selfandlight.com, Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living.com is a blog. You can get updates and insights there. And, of course, the Awakenings Radio page on Facebook and my own profile page. There, I think I've got it all out. And, of course, we're still doing our where and how you listen to Awakenings, and that's, you can do that by emailing us at awakenings@selfandlight.com. And you'll get a wonderful meditation and recorded or talk or message. Okay, so let's just touch in a little bit. I do see callers. We will be getting to the calls. So good to see everyone here, especially with this marinating and this energy. It's just, this is just a very, 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 very important, special time beyond even the 21. There's so much packed in from October of this year into January, February, really more February of next year, that really is going to be the driving force of the next 3 to 4 years, 2013 to 2015, 2016. And, of course, we do have some major, major alignments in the 2025 to 2030 time frame. That's when you're really going to see some of the institutionalized changes, systems changes, much more in effect and more of the radical changes. But remember, the changes are all happening individually and being experienced and expressed also collectively. So it's the individual consciousness, the sparks. It's the sparks. It's the candles that get the flame going. So each individual candle, each individual match, you light a match, that's great. You light a candle, that's even better. You can do more candles. You know, maybe you have a log fire, you know. So it starts to take hold. We have reached, since October of last year, that critical mass, that turning point. So the tipping point has already been reached cosmologically. Now, how that is affected on a societal level, that's the process that we're in right now. Again, the number to call in, 347-539-5122. Please press 1 on the keypad to get on air. I just want to touch base. Brenda in Alberta, Canada, sent an email in regards to being in transition in regards to her career, closing the retail store, and wondering if you can give me insight into which direction I'm headed. I'd really like to do something that I can help people now. Brenda, it'd be better if you call in for this. However, what I do feel with you is that it still is something perhaps community-based. It's interesting that a store, and who shops at the store? The people. You know, people in the community come to the store. And I do feel you're a bit of an information center, a bit of a respite, but I want to see if you do something more again, in the community or something with what we call brick and mortar or storefront, that you're also being an online resource, having a directory of, and this is going to be very important for many people. So I'm speaking, I can hear it right now from the guides. I'm speaking to many people out there. As the shifting becomes more intense, and we're already seeing it this month, end of November and December, and it will occur, you will see more people, unfortunately, taking their lives or illness or despondency, giving up hope. So hope and inspiration is really, really important. That's one of the reasons I don't focus as much anymore on what's happening cataclysmically or what war is happening. I think some of that's kind of common sense. I mean, there are, you know, those kinds of things are going to happen anyway, but it's like being a triage, doctor. You don't stop to say, gosh, with that airplane that went down, there's going to be many more victims, and you start focusing on how many woundings and what's going to be happening. You go into action, and what do we need to do? Get the blood, get the oxygen, put that person over here, fluff up the pillow, So that is really the call to action is, yes, it's helpful to know more food, and I'm going to get into some of that, but it's, again, kind of common sense. It's also that, the economy will be more variable. So if you're focused on, I'm going to have this job forever and it's a job, maybe not. Maybe you want to branch out and do other things, not out of fear, but out of the sense of even creativity, out of just branching out more. Because that's why the destruction of the systems is happening. It's too claustrophobic for the soul. So we went as far as we could in the other container, and we're anchoring a different awareness, a different new emerging consciousness is coming through us that is already encoded within it. But the constructed ego, the part of us that's kind of the little bean counter, it gets, frightened, and it has its place. It's a maintainer stabilizer. We need to maintain and stabilize, but we also need to allow usher in new changes and then maintain and stabilize those. So I would say, where can you reach out in your communities, friends, family? Some of you are so aware, and you've got such a dialed in on this and such a beat of what's happening. When someone is freaking out, it just, someone emailed me the other day about food and stocking up. And I said, yeah, have some to the side. There's teachers of mine and other people that they're a lot older than me, so they've seen this around a lot more. But I can tell you, I lived through the 80s where everything, we were going to fall in the ocean, all this stuff was going to happen, people were creating these underground things and, guns and people, oh, Michelle, don't worry, you always have a place, and friends of my time and my fiancé then, they created this, I don't know what it was expensive to create, that's all I know, it was underground something or another, and I'm not saying don't do that, but what I am saying is if you are connected into your inner knowing, if you are keeping to that pulse, you will know where to be and what to do. And more than anything, we're meant to flourish and thrive right now. We are the builders. We came back. Those of you that are starseeds like me, starseed light beings, you have this memory from a long time. You came in with this. Those of you that are just awakening to it, doesn't mean that you didn't know it. It's been encoded within you. You came back to rebuild, to build up, to anchor this new emerging consciousness, to create this new paradigm. It's a anchoring. New paradigm is an anchoring of individuated consciousness that comes through soul designs, and the soul designs expressing more. So we're kind of needed. So for whatever that is worth for everyone. So find out, where can you express an experience? Where is there more resonance for you? Where do people need to hear? Many of you heard me sharing a situation with one of my neighbors who's launched an amazing entrepreneurial focus and career and left a secure, quote-unquote, right, job. And all I did was hold the space. I didn't go into the economy and what's going on. I said, the spirit is moving you in this way. This is the next level on your soul. The sundial turned. Where's your passion? I said, where's the energy? Where do you feel invigorated, energized? And, oh, it's when I do this, this, and this, and this. I want this new idea. And it's just been taking off. So all we really need to do is these amazing crystalline light workers that we are, the light bearers, is bring light. Just bring light. And that could be warmth. It could be a hug. It could be a smile. It could be understanding. It could be insight. It could be inspiration. It could simply be saying, I see you doomed. I see you very successful at that. I see you energized. How can I support you? So, Brenda, I hope that helps a bit. And it says, I'm wondering what direction to go and how long it'll take me to get there. Focus on what's in front of you. I can tell you things are speeding up. So that what that also means is that the connections that are needed, if you're truly right now in the right place at the right time, you've done your inner work, you're not getting snafu'd into old pitfalls, things are happening very quickly, especially next year. As Paulo and I had a wonderful discussion on this the other day, and he said, if you're already on the bus, the destination is assured. There'll be other buses. Don't worry. There's waves of awakening. That's why the program is called Awakenings. There's waves and different areas of awakening, different arenas or focuses. What I can say, though, is if you're mired back in fear, and I wrote a blog on this, of awakening and the higher octave, expressing the higher octave, get the support, get the tools. I've got my 5-step emotional clearing process. You can do that on your own. There's a lot of different ways energetically. That's why I'm doing these Soul Path workshops, and we're retrieving, we're deanimating the old pictures, the old memories, and we're bringing that energy forward into the present. We're recalibrating and requalifying. That's what is really needed right now energetically, is to connect into that subtle energy. So get the support where you can, because my sense is many of you are feeling the new directions coming in, but it's a little scary, a little wobbly. So for Brenda, I do see you helping people. I do feel that it's still not just one-on-one. I feel there's a community aspect to what you're doing, or a group aspect, but also physicality. So people even meeting with you, I don't know if it's another physical space or it could be a physical space that moves. But I do still contend something community-based. And B or Bev, hello. She just added me to my Facebook page. I'm considering myself a light worker. Yes, you are. If you're thinking about it, then you are. Just wanted to connect with you. I believe she will be calling in. And then Denise sent a message. It's better to call in. It's something you need to know. It's better to call in if you have kind of more like, should I do A or should I do B, or what's coming in. Tamara, calm and steady as it flows. Yes, yes, yes. Agree. So why are we here? And again, we're going to get to phones. Why are we here? What is the reason that we're here? Why is this? Why do we incarnate? Or why do we step down our vibrational frequency, which is only a quarter of who we are as spiritual beings, that endless, infinite, energetic essence that we are, that tonal complex of vibrational frequencies and wavelengths and that manifest into shape and form from thought form. We are here, and I'm so happy to hear it. I was interviewed on a show last week, the Dr. Elizabeth show, and I heard somebody, and it was almost like verbatim what I've been saying for the last 20 plus years. Contrary to popular belief, we're not here for learning lessons or learning relationships. That's a byproduct. Our original true nature is as an individuated aspect of the all that is, as unique beings. Think of the all that is as a huge kaleidoscope. Okay, so it's color, shape, and form. It's all these little bits of colors. I love kaleidoscopes. I'm going to have to get one. I used to have one as a kid, and it just keeps coming back to me while I was so enthralled. So out of this, you know, out of the tonal, out of the vibration, out of the void of the all that is, it's almost like a giant urge or burp, if you will. Oh, this birthing, this coming forth are these different, out of the vibration of these different shapes and forms. There's the soul design, the template of the soul. Every design a little different color, a little different shape, just like snowflakes. Snowflakes all come from the same source or the same substance, but no two snowflakes are exactly the same. No two snowflakes are identical. And so we are that reflecting consciousness of the all that is. We're able to reflect back on ourselves and think, analyze, plan, create. Others, divine aspects are as well, but not to the same degree and in the same way. So we are here to simply experience and express. And what is at the apex of that experience and express? What is the cohesiveness, the binding nature, binding force of the universe is love. Love beyond words, love beyond the personal. It includes words and it includes the personal, includes action, but love is actually a substance. Love is actually an essence. Love is actually tangible and palpable, and yet it goes beyond that. So, yes, you're going to learn. You're going to have learning lessons, relationships. People are going to have more learnings in certain areas. But ultimately, and this is to take off the shackles, because it's very freeing to know that you're perfect as you are. The idea of you, the idea in the mind of God, in the ultimate vibrational frequency of God, all that is, great spirit, mother, father, God, goddess, God, whatever your term, the energetic matrix of the all that is that creates and decreates and then recreates, a death, birth, rebirth cycle. Wherever there is a complex of vibrational frequencies to the enough tone, enough timber, and we don't know yet exactly what that is, it creates an outpicturing, and here's the word, a picturing, which creates a multiplex of mental constructs that begin to create thought forms. These thought forms are just that. They're forms of thought from the formlessness. Right, from the vibrational frequency to that which is formless, we become to have form. And from these thought forms become physical forms. The answer, the question and the answer is in the thought form. And from that question and answer, we are birth, which we are the question and answer to ourselves and to the universal unfolding. Somewhere along the line, and it was deemed not only thousands of years ago, but even beyond time, that at a certain point, not analytically, not literally, but at a certain point of separating out, of individuating out, of expressing and experiencing, and if you want to call it learning, that's fine, but learning implies a judgment there. Expressing and experiencing, those terms have no judgment. So as we are expanding more in the awakening and the great soul alignment, there will be less words about judging someone's experience or appearance. And that's why we'll be able to move more into not just tolerance, but sacredness, making holy. Aho, aho, as we say in the Native tradition. I saw a program the other day on KPBS that they had what we call transgender. They have what they're called two spirits. I can't remember now the Native American term. Nalu, Nalu, something. I can't remember. I'm not remembering now that piece of information, but I'm remembering the two spirits. So, if something's on this universe or planet, it's not by mistake. It's because there is a template for it, vibrationally and in within the realm of thought and, of course, emotion astrally. There's enough energy and motion there. There's enough individuated aspects of the all that is that created a resonance, okay? Again, this is beyond the mind, beyond the thought, beyond the ego. We didn't sit down and plan all this out. It's happening way beyond that. Now, yes, other dimensionally, planetarily, those of us that come from other, you know, star systems, yes, we plan certain things out, that I'm going to come at this time, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm talking beyond that physicality, beyond that egoness, because to be a plan, you have to have a planner, and that steps down the vibrational frequency as you separate out from source energies, from the all that is. Not wrong or bad, but your vibrational frequency gets denser to take physicality. So in the new paradigm, we will not only realize and recognize, but live from the awareness and the understanding that there is no separation between spirit and matter. It's both the same. It's just vibrationally different. What will begin to happen, and is already happening, forms that are no longer relevant, no longer resonate to the new emerging consciousness and the energies of the new emerging consciousness, will begin to be pulled away, fall away. We'll have to give them up or they'll be taken. They're morphing out. This is why it is said to be the unity consciousness, or they call it even the one world or one religion. Not out of fear. Yes, well, some people try to manipulate this. Yes, but that's small. Manipulation implies separation. So even in the short term, in going through, you know, manipulations or shenanigans by people that are seen to be more powerful, you know, the Illuminatis, which is really the illumined ones, people that are acting evilly, which is just a misuse of energy or power. It's coming from the wounded child. It's coming from the irrational fear, over fear, not healthy fear of, you know, don't put your hand on the fire, but irrational fears of survival for self and for their clan. That ultimately will not last because the shift has happened already. The prevailing trend of energy, the prevailing flow is going in a different direction. It is going towards sacredness, honor, unity, interconnectedness. It's going towards resonance. This is why resonance is so important. And I talk about this with a great little CD I did, I guess, many moons ago, understanding the universal laws and activating the law of magnetic attraction, activating it. People have been set in the wrong direction. You cannot use magnetic attraction. You can only activate it by being in resonance. In other words, when I'm in resonance, the more resonance I am with my, especially now in the new paradigm, the more resonance I am in, the more coherence in my body, mind, in my life, the more I resonate at a higher vibrational frequency, the more I'm in this harmony, the more I then attract, I magnetically draw to me, without me having to do anything, the more I magnetically draw to me what I need to do, where I need to go, what I need to be focused on, and what I need to know. As you live more in resonance and you attract more magnetically, I guess, what's a magnet? The magnet doesn't do anything. It just sits there, stands there, and things are drawn to it, right? All the metal, all the nails, whatever, the jewelry, whatever it is that's metal, just comes to it. Out of living more magnetically, I am able then, and I'm saying we, are able to receive more spiritual energy. What is spiritual energy? It's the electrical. But there has to be a receptacle that's able to receive that, without preconceived notions or ideas of where I'm to go, what I'm to do, what this means. We just need to move into resonance. So at that moment, if you're driving, you can please have attention to this or pull to the side of the road. I want everyone to take a nice, wonderfully appreciative deep breath in. And then breathe out and bring your awareness into that divine instrument that you are, that physicality, that denser vibrational frequency that your body, mind reflects. And the next breath in, you're going to breathe in and bring your awareness about 2 to 3 feet above the crown chakra, that natural pause point connecting in there, connecting into the higher self and source energies there, breathing out. Feel that light coming in through the breath. And again, breathing in, connecting in 2 to 3 feet above the crown chakra, connecting into that natural pause point and breathing out there. And the next breath in, breathing into that natural pause point, connecting in there, pausing and feeling that subtle energy. And as you breathe out, just picture, imagine, sense, see, and feel those pieces, those parts of your life, like a kaleidoscope coming together, fitting. Now, next breath in above the natural pause point, connecting as you breathe out. Feel that fitting in and see it happening, not just with you, but the person next to you. to friends, to family, to communities, to societies, to nations, internationally, to the world, to the universe. Yeah. Now, you may not know how it's fitting together, but you can see it and feel it fitting together. And that's what we're re-envisioning, that it's all coming together. We may not understand how it's coming together, but it is all coming together. And that's what I'd like you to focus on right now in your life, is notice where it's coming together. Something may be falling by the wayside. Something's coming together. It could be a feeling, an insight, an intuition, maybe a connection or an interconnection. But there is a piece. If there's a piece that's moving out, there's a piece that's coming in. And that piece is not, it's not just P-I-E-C-E, it's P-E-A-C-E. That's for Tamara there. There's a piece within. So when we allow the reconfiguration of the pieces, what naturally, organically is happening anyway, what wants to merge through us, we do experience peace. I had the other day, and it's just so amazing, you know, again, those signs will obviously be there leading all the way. What happens as you connect more to the ultimate reason, and it's a reason without reason. The thing is when you just say, I'm here to experience and express, I'm here just to be me, you know, people go, well, what's the big deal with that? But when you realize what you are, the step to ask now in the awakening process of the soul alignment is, where and how do I want to express this and experience this? Where do I want to share me? How do I want to share me? Because you already know you're a divine spiritual being. You're a spiritual being. You're spirit. You're eternal. You're energy. Whatever. That's old hat. Forget about who am I? Because you're not you're not a mother. You're not a daughter. You're all of that. You're not a wife, a father, a son, a brother, an insurance man. You know, a teacher, a light worker. You know, all those terms. You are and you're not. You'll be some for a while and some for not. An accountant. No, now I'm a lawyer. Oh, now I'm a, protester. No, now I'm a president. No, those are roles. Those are ways of expressing, and those ways of expressing have modes of expression. I go into that on the daily, of course, the modes of expression. You're a generator, an amplifier, maintainer, stabilizer, initiator. But the ways, the roles, the titles will change. We're now playing in a game that's beyond all that. It includes, it's inclusive, but it's beyond all that. So I invite you to focus on, where do you want to do you? Where do you want to express you? How do you want to express you? With whom do you want to express you with? Who do you want to play with? Who do you want to create with? Who do you want to save the world with? You know, who do you want to heal with? That moves you into divine creativity. That moves you now into self-expression and creativity. And it moves you into space of invigoration. It raises your vibrational frequency. You're being of service. Where can I show up and how? Because you already know who you are. You're anchored in that awareness. And now it's time to share, to come together. And that is why we're here. Whether it's to help, whether it's to champion, whether it's to give back. There's many, many reasons. Whether it's to learn. But those are all the subtext. The great text is, as individuated aspects of the all that is, you're perfect and you came at the perfect time with your perfect gifts. And it's now about sharing those gifts, preparing. Spirit, God, the all that is, will tap you on the shoulder. The urge will be there. The opening will be there of how to share those gifts and where. So it is about those gifts and talents within you, those qualities that you are from the soul design, the way you do what you do. It's now about going out there and expressing, experiencing, being that divine message, being the message in your own life and in others, expressing and experiencing. From the soul, from the template of the soul, from the soul design, the true nature, not from the constructed, not from what is false or what isn't, but by from what is. All right, blessings. All right, we're getting to those calls now. We're all lined in. 832-247-4673. a wonderful awakening welcome to you. Hello.
Oh, hello. Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. I was calling for a reading.
Okay, great. What's your question?
My husband was hurt over the weekend, and I want to see if you have any insight into, you know, the adjustment period that we're going to be going through.
Okay. Tell me what your husband was.
He was hurt. He had a really bad.
Now, why do I feel, but I feel job change with him. Is he going to have to change careers?
Yes.
Feel change. Yes. Okay, because I do feel. Now, what about you? Are you working? Because I feel like this might be your time to kind of step in. Are you doing crafts or something with your hands? I feel, I don't know if it's knitting or crafts or something. I feel something with the hands.
Oh.
What is that?
No, I don't do knitting or anything like that. I'm a marketing person, but I have taken a Reiki class, so maybe that's what you're seeing.
Maybe that's with the hands. But I'm seeing them kind of cupped or something. It's showing the hands are important. I feel this is a time not only for you to work with him with healing. I feel poor little Munchkin. I love him. What's his first name?
Same as Jerry.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry is going to have a little rest time, and he'll come back, and he'll end up doing some kind of work. But I feel it's your time, whether you want to call it shine or whatever you want to call it. It's your time. It's working with those hands in person and online, and it's also working, you know, with him, but I do feel with others. And there is going to be something, it's just holding paper. I don't know what it is, or something you're doing. They're saying she lights the hands, so it is the healing energy. There is something you're going to be doing. I don't know if it's this year, around Christmas. It feels like for the holiday time, there's folding paper. There's something on it, but it's a charitable something. It might be next year that I'm picking up. And it has something to do with your healing work. So it's flyers or something going out or you know, I'm really getting a call for many people to work within their community. You need, Melissa, to let your community know what you do. Now, it might not be right now. It might be a few months from now. But I feel there are others that you need to join within your community. And it may be even going into the hospitals. Next year, I'll be honest with everybody, there's going to be a lot of turmoil, and there will be conflicts of all types. And so people may be hurt or harmed or, you know, just... But, you know, whether it's, you know, the senior citizen home, the hospital, just bringing that Reiki energy in there, the school, having it in your home, really extending out. And I promise everyone, as you do that, the abundance will be there, not just monetarily, but in insight, information, direction, connection, those that can also help you. So I'm seeing that with you as well, Melissa, to reach out there. And even that's with the hands, reach out. Okay? That helps at all?
That does help at all. Do you see the healing energy helping him to regain his sight in his eyes?
It does, but it feels like he's going to be, I feel months. It feels like it's going to be a while. I feel like, and he may, what's going to happen is, I feel he needed to get out of that position a while ago at job.
Okay.
And maybe didn't because of the money or wasn't certain. So I feel like he might get a little down, a little depressed, especially around maybe February, even more April, May, because he's going to feel like, well, what am I doing? I'm doing this around the house. I'm trying to do this. But I feel like he just needs a little rest. His physical body needs a bit of a rest. I do feel that most of the sight will come back. I feel like there's a cloud or covering over it somehow.
Okay.
But I feel he's going to have to think about doing something else work-wise, and that's not going to come for probably 6-8 months.
Okay, well, that's fine. I can help take care of her family until then.
You're going to do that. And he will get some type of work. It might even be just part-time. He'll come out of it. He'll come back around, but he's... Sometimes these things happen because we also just need a rest. And if you're a really good worker, and you're really responsible and diligent, it's hard to sometimes to pull out, you know? So I feel he's getting a little rest, so you come out more.
Okay.
All right. Blessings, Melissa.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, 832-316. Welcome to Awakenings Radio.
Hi, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Great to connect.
Yeah, my question is about something to do with my health, and it's regarding, I've had all this problems with my teeth and my ears for over a year now, and I think I may have gotten the culprit that's been really been contributing. I had
a virus? Did you have something like infection or something?
Well, I had a lot of infection in my mouth.
Okay.
I had a lot of root canals and fillings. I even got TMJ. I don't know if you know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
The TMJ is a lot better. I've been under care of a doctor for that. I've been having a lot of teeth work. And then I had this one tooth that was just killing me. I mean, and I would try to tell my doctor that I want it taken out, extracted, you know, and they're always, well, you need to save the tooth and that kind of stuff. So I finally found a surgeon, and he took it out this 2 days ago on Monday. But what I've been experiencing for over a year is this problem with my ears, and I just feel it's all related to the problems with these teeth that I've been having. And so my question for you really ultimately is, do you see this all passing away, and it finally goes away, and it all gets healed in my ears?
Okay, Susan, but I'm going to tell you something. What's happening is, did you have a really high fever, age two, three, infant?
I don't recall. It's possible.
Okay, you need to. I feel that kind of opened a doorway for you to this on a physical level. We all have our little area. We all have our little, on the body, you know, little soft spot kind of thing. What I feel with you is you need to hear your own voice and your own reflection. So that could be through speaking,
writing.
Through art, writing, yes, some kind of communication. But what I want you to do is I want you not to overly focus right now on the physical aspect. I feel that that's getting handled, and you've got that down. What I want you to do is I want you to focus more on music, on Tony. You keep doing your writing. That's not to say that's not your main focus. You need to work with toning and chanting. You need to get beyond the mind and work vibrationally with that area.
Okay.
It's very blocked or closed down, and I do still see, even through the sinus, the ear canal and the sinus area, I feel like I'm seeing it etherically, that there's some kind, I see it as kind of a yellowy, white, pussy kind of thing, which is telling me some kind of infection. But I feel you had something as a young child that opened this. Now, that may have been, you know, more of your also kind of shutting down at that time, and now you're really wanting to open up. Teeth have to do with belief systems. Our teeth are ruled by Saturn, which rules structure and form, which beliefs are a form of structure. Everything in this universe is based on structure and system, like solar system, skeletal system, muscular system, belief system, religious system, doctrine, whatever you want to call it.
So okay.
You're getting your beliefs radically changed. The more you can flow with what's coming through you, but I do feel for you because you're very analyzing, and that's great for your writing, but for your healing now, you need to get out of the head. You need to do my telecourse, work with the subtle energy, put on some great music, car, driving, you know, doing work around the house. Just start chanting. Hum, so, so hum, hum, so, so hum. So hum, I am that I am. Or just, I don't care. Just start moving that. Just start vocalizing. Go to a chanting group. Just start moving that energy there and hearing your own reflection. What do I sound like? What am I like individually? I felt you got very shut down at a young age. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, I've had that told to me before, and I'm sure you're right, and I've had this told to me before, and I'm trying to, I just can't figure out what that would be.
Sometimes when it's so young, sometimes and in the infant stage, you know, we're amazing beings. When we see something is not going to be receptive or it's just not the right time or the right environment, you can just shut it down for whatever reason. So I feel that's why I'm telling you to chant. You're not going to get this cognitively. You're not going to get this by analyzing, because I do feel it is such a young age. You know, for instance, I worked years ago with a woman who became an alcoholic, and she hated alcohol. I don't even like drinking.
Yeah.
And we did some regression work, and her mom, you know, it was way back. She was a lot older, you know, drank a bit when she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And her mom loved, you know, the little spirit. And as a young age, so vibrationally she somehow took that on.
Okay.
And so we went back there, but she couldn't figure it out. Everybody, you know, no one could figure it out. And she's like, I don't even like the taste. It just bothers me. So there was some overlapping with them. I'm not particularly saying that specifically with you, but why I'm sharing this is sometimes something happens at such young age, and even maybe energetically. You know, it's like walking under. It's like going for a walk. You're walking, and all of a sudden you see the trees are really low. You don't have to think, I'm going to duck because I don't want to get hit by that branch. You automatically do it. And that's what I feel happened with you. So no judgment to anyone, but I feel it's part of your path and process to get beyond the mind, get beyond the analyzing. Work with that, and then eventually you're going to tap into the heart, what feels opening to you, what feels a sense of relief and relaxation. That's where you're going to go forward, what feels constricted. That's the way you're not going to go. But for right now, it's working with the tone, the sound.
Well, I do, you know, I do like to sing. I have a good alpha voice, and I used to sing years ago. I mean, maybe I just start singing
back.
Some more.
Yeah, go back to it. But all kinds. I want you to do some non-cognitive, non-linear stuff. So sing, do all the singing. Go back to your singing, do new singing. Just do it all. Right now, that's the aspect that's asking to be activated. It's asking to be healed, made whole. That's the aspect that's asking to be brought back. Okay?
Blessing. Okay.
All right.
All right. But you do feel that this will pass with time?
Well, I'm not going to even say time because I'm not working in that realm. I'm going to say with process. As you are unfolding.
Uh-huh.
By the way, you also bring up a very good point. The guys tell me, go back to that, Michelle, because I mentioned it on my show last week with Thunderbeat. Many, 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 many people are having issues right now with the throat chakra.
Uh-huh.
The heart area, heart, lung, the third chakra, those chakras have to be given attention. And, you know, the first and second have had a lot. The seventh chakra has had a lot of attention. The third, because we're in physical form. We are energetic beings, emotion, energy in motion. That's the third chakra, and that inner child, and the hottest center, empowerment. But what's happening with the fifth chakra is that it dovetails in with the third chakra of self-expression. The third chakra is us expressing as our personality. That's why when someone says something that's wounding, you feel a little harpoon in the gut, or a little, you know, you wince in the gut, you know, or you feel nausea. But as that part is being activated and cleared more, and we've been doing a lot of work of star seeds and light beings, we've been doing a lot of work to clear that astral plane, which of course comes with the emotional body, as well as the hormones. So what's now being activated is that fifth chakra, which is listening to your own inner rhythm, your own truth, hearing yourself, hearing your own internal, you know, wisdom, the higher self, connecting to the higher self. It also will balance. So it's a more expanded octave of self-expression. It's self-expression that's beyond survival concern. The third chakra is very much still about survival concern, you know, the inner child, us as physical beings.
Uh-huh.
Fifth chakra, you really start tapping into your divine gift. So So in a way, we're all learning to re-vocalize. It's like, you know, when you get up in the morning, or you would know this, Susan, when you're going to sing, right? You have to maybe clear your throat, or maybe there's some singing exercises you do, I don't know, scales, tones, whatever, to get the voice going. So many people are doing that right now to get to the more expanded gift and reflection of themselves. So I feel that you happen to be one of those as well. So definitely go back to the singing. I keep seeing Shira Hunt. Shira does voice repatterning work. She's on my Facebook page. She's been a guest of the program. I'm hearing that as well. But what, it's a call for everyone to work with the subtle energy, to work with vibration, to work beyond the mind. So if you're having those kind of things with the throat, you know, the neck, the heart lung area, and specifically that throat, the mouth, the nose, sinuses, ears, it's showing that you need to connect more in with the subtle energy, and also to work more vibrationally.
Okay. All right. So, okay.
Okay. Keep us posted as you're doing, please.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, 207-374. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Okay. Hello.
That was
thank you.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So who am I speaking with?
Okay, I got my head together for a moment.
No,
it's been an off day. You can call me Dee, which is my nickname, or you can call me Dorothy. You can take your pick.
Okay, Dee, Dorothy. I like them both.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Dee is my nickname. Some people think it should be Daughter Dottie, and I would recoil at that.
Okay, okay. Dee, all right, Dee. What's your question or comment? Or
well, I do. I'm checking on something because I know where my life is at the moment, and since I am a light worker myself,
yeah.
I'm a clairvoyant, clairaudient. You name it, I'm it. But the thing
yeah.
is. That I had some visions the other day, and considering where my life's at, I don't know if I can trust them.
Okay.
Because I'm in a situation where I'm struggling to stay in my home, as opposed to being moved somewhere else. It's a very complicated situation, but
okay.
Things are starting. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Keep going. I'm getting your energy.
Where things are coming to a head right now and there are meetings, there's some sort of a Section 8 meeting coming up that I won't be able to attend, but other people have to do it for me if it goes through. And there's a lot of coming from my town again, but I have the heads up on that. It's one of the things that their lawyer said they had to write, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And my visions were that papers were being torn up. And one of them, I knew it was the town. It was the town offices. Papers were being torn up. I also saw that I was signing a paper, and I looked at it, and it seemed to be, because it was looking old, but it would be the way I would recognize it, so it would be recognizable to me, which was the deed to this place.
Mm.
Like I would be getting it back again.
Well, or a different, are you in a kind of cottage-type house?
It's a gambrel roof.
What is that?
Gambrel roof.
Kind of cottagey looking then, right? Is it?
No, it's sort of the gambrel, sort of the barn, the old gambrel barn type.
Yes, okay, that's why I'm seeing it. Okay, look, okay.
Yeah.
The one thing, though, I do feel spirit and your guides somehow want you more mobile. When you're home, you tend to be more at the home.
Right, I do have to get out more. That's true. And lately, I haven't been doing. Yeah, because I am a mild agoraphobic, among other things.
Ah, okay.
It's not that I don't. I mean, this summer when things really started to come to more of a head than usual, this summer I started getting out more and walking more. And lately,
okay.
I haven't been. But yes, I do actually. I jumped through a few hoops, and I'm seeing a social worker.
Well, I think
you know, but that's okay. I mean, it's just, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is, yeah. But I feel like I can see you in some outlining towns around you with some groups and also teaching. So I feel that's one of the reasons this is happening with the house, that the bigger picture.
I don't think I'm going to leave here. I just want to know about my visions, yeah, because it could be a non-trust group taking over. I'd prefer to reown it, you know, and it's a like I said, it's a complicated situation.
So you want to reown the hell?
That would be that would be what I would like, ideally.
Okay, but why am I seeing it sold or moved? Why am I seeing you moving?
Really?
Would that, maybe it's you getting out more. So you're going to stay in the house, but someone else is going to own it and then sell it back to you.
No, I don't think that. I don't know what they would do with it. It's just, it's something for the time being. For me, eventually, what I really want to do is move to Ireland and Scotland, but that's, you know, that's something I can't do now. I have to work, you know, it's a process.
Well, you never know, and I was seeing a little cottagey.
I can't even fly at the moment. I've flown before, and the last time, my last flight, I said, told my ex, I said, if I don't have to fly again, I'm getting off in Boston. That's it. I didn't mind flying once the plane got off the ground.
Here's what I can tell you, Dee, and keep us posted.
Yeah.
I do feel a move. Someone may hold your place for a while, but I am seeing movement, and I am seeing you manage this condition. I am seeing a management of it. So there will be, yeah. So I feel that this energy, the reason that it's happening is it's getting you out there. The guide said we want her more mobile. We want her moving.
Oh, I have to be more mobile, but I don't think I'm supposed to leave here yet.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good then.
Because I was just wondering if my visions were correct. That's what I was basically asking.
Well, I'm telling you one thing, so feel it out. Maybe not at this moment, but it is showing a move. Keep us posted, Dee. Let us know.
Okay, thank you.
Blessing. Hello, 530-255. You're on Awakening.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is Michael from San Diego.
Hi, Michael. Welcome to the program.
What's excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so many things are shifting right now. I'm writing my book.
Okay, great.
And I've let go of everything corporate. I'm doing nothing but writing my book full time and focusing powerfully within to make this happen. I'm calling forth all that I have to make this happen. And I believe in it and determined in it. And I'm just wondering, it's, as you can imagine, it's feeling very bumpy.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm wondering if you have any messages that are of the high level.
Get another job.
Get another job?
Yeah. This is the thing where there's changes. Think of 3 to 5 sources of expression, and if you want to call those expressions, hobbies, jobs, whatever, just get out there. The soul likes variety. Sometimes in the shift, there's a part of the path of awakening where people would kind of get rid of everything. I'm not saying necessarily go back to corporate. But don't hang everything on one thing right now. That's the old paradigm. That's the old energy. This is going to be the one thing. There's going to be many things, many one things. But I do feel you need something else to balance out your energy. I feel like it's like from the head up, everything's fine. And it's kind of like, you know, post-it notes. Everything's fine. Everything's coming together. Everything's wonderful. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But from the shoulders down, it's like, it's tightening up. So you need to, and even a writing group, I feel you need more group support. And don't let those finances dip to a level where you're not comfortable, where you're feeling you're overstretched and you're waiting for this book to be the end-all, be-all. Okay? That help at all?
Okay. Sure, that's great advice. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in, Michael.
Okay, thanks again.
Hello, 323-348, you're on Awakening.
Hi.
Hi. 323-348, yeah, what's your name, please?
My name is Tahira.
Say it again, please.
Tahira.
Tahira?
Yes.
Okay, Tahira, what's your question?
Well, I have a question. I have a job, but I'm looking for a new job, and I want to see when you see that materializing for me, getting that job that's a good fit.
I actually feel towards the end of spring, summer, could be May, June, that there'll be a bit of a change. And I feel like you could even go for some kind of counseling or aptitude test, or you feel, I can see you filling out papers. So you may be filling out, not just well, they could be, I guess they could be, what do you call it, application or something. But there may be some kind of training in the next thing that you're going to be doing.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're fine where you're at now. I feel come springtime, there's you have more focus in regards to making changes and are really looking, and it looks like it's around May, June. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling in. Blessing. Welcome. Hello, 323-540. Welcome to Awakenings Radio.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, what's your first name, please?
My first name is Jacqueline.
Okay, Jacqueline, what's your question?
Okay, mine is also about work. I'm a full-time student, and I'm working part-time, which is not a real even a part-time job right now. And I wanted to know if you see anything for me soon, another job or more work in that one.
No, it might be February. Now, Jacqueline, what are you studying? I see you quite entrepreneurial. Can you do something on the computer or by home or phone? I feel like something on the side with home. I think you're quite a little business person here.
Oh, good. No, I have run my own business, so to speak. In another state, I was a massage therapist, and I did make my own aromatherapy products.
Ooh.
But I haven't been doing that much, and I was thinking about kind of getting back into doing, well, not massage therapy, because that would be more training in this state, not training, so to speak, but in, you know, more schooling or another exam.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
And that would take too much time, I think, to study. But I do, I have a Reiki background, and but I don't know, you know, how that will fit in as far as trying to get started in a new place and all that, and much taking more time than I might have.
You need something on the side. And I definitely see aromatherapy in some kinds of products. You have a gift for connecting with people, gift of gab, gift of connection. I don't know if it's a church, a spiritual center, but I see some group where these kinds of things you could be selling and doing quite well.
Oh.
So you can make it work. You know, my healing, the original, when the guide started coming to, I'm a natural psychic, but I had been modeling and doing TV work, and all of a sudden everything just stopped, and I had the spiritual hierarchy coming in my room and in my office for 2.5 years, and I would get information on people, give it to them, or I'd meet people, and then the next morning in my meditation, I'd get all this, you know, information. They'd say, tell them or call them, or you're going to see them again.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that point, I got a television show called Fashion and Beauty. So I was doing healing, psychic readings, charity work, modeling, acting. I had my own television show. It all fit in, and it was great. So
wow.
The soul loves that. The soul loves variety. So you'll fit it in, but I definitely feel you're meant to do something more on your own business or entrepreneurial. You could help people. You could put events on. You could manage people. You could do organizational stuff for people, administrative. I feel selling products that are nutrition, great for you, nutrition, food supplements, nutritional supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have, I very, very strongly, you know, you're like the... what is it, the new paradigm Avon lady.
Wow.
Yeah. And what I mean by that is that kind of cozy comfort of getting to know that person.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I get this from her. I buy this from Jacqueline. Like, oh, where did you get that wonderful scarf? Do you know Jacqueline? You know, she's in our center. oh, I want one of those too.
Go for it.
The healing hands, the healing, go for it.
Okay. I was kind of feeling that. I really appreciate that. I was kind of feeling that, again, like the entrepreneurial thing coming through, but it's like, well, no, maybe I need to focus on just getting a job.
I mean, you can do that too. And Tamara in the chat put, this is the great way, personalized products. Yeah.
Okay.
You're the type of person, if you're making something, people see it, they're going to want it. And you weave in and out, whether it's school or community centers or a church or spiritual center or whatever the group is, they'll be drawn to you and your, as Tamara put, personalized product. Keep us posted.
All right. Thank you so very much. All right.
Go for it. It'll be supported. Blessings.
Thank you. Blessings.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Hello, 708-335. Welcome to Awakening.
Yes. Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm kind of going at a clip, if you guys notice, because we have quite a bit of callers. I'm trying to get to everyone. Oh, who am I speaking with right now?
Speaking with Delphine.
Delphine? Hi, Delphine.
Yes.
What's your question or comment?
Oh, yes. I was calling to see, what do you see for me in terms of love and job for 2013?
Love? I feel relationship coming up.
Do you know when?
That feels, the job seems to be okay. It may not be totally what you want. And you meet him through a friend. Could be Aquarius time. Could be January, February. The first thing, even before you said, I was going to say career. Why are you asking for career? I feel relationship. It's through a group setting, friends or something, you know, more social.
Oh, okay. And do you see this being a long, committed relationship?
I do. It shows deeper relationship. It shows August, September, decisions on where to go, what to do. I do see traveling with this individual. Are you around snow by any chance? Because it's still kind of snowy out.
Illinois.
Where are you at?
Not yet. Calumet
not
City,
yet,
Illinois.
Snows there, right? Okay. So I feel it's you know, after it snows and it's kind of melted a little bit, so you have those little patches where you can see the dirt, it's right around that time. And it's kind of early, what do you call it? Early spring, and they're telling me also not total evening, but right in between. It might be something you end up doing after work. And I do see you wearing a coat, so it's still nippy. But that's going to be the next major thing on your plate. I would say after the summer, you'll start looking, addressing the job.
Okay.
All right, my dear. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hello, 213-503. Welcome to Awakening.
Hey.
Coming on. Hold on. Hello, 213-503. Welcome to the Awakenings program.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Beatrice, and I've connected with you recently through Facebook.
Hi, Beatrice. Great to connect.
Great to hear from you. I love your show.
Thank you so much. Wonderful that you got on. I did get your email that you would be hopefully calling in, so great that you could.
Yes, I'm so happy I got on. I was calling the net, hoping to get on, so I was calling that energy.
Good. So what's your question or comment?
Well,
11.
Yeah, it's 1:11 right now. Interesting. Yeah. I wasn't too sure of calling you, but at 11:11, I noticed that, you know, it was a good sign, so I figured I'd call in. I have a general question. I've been a little confused. I've had a tough year for the most part. My father passed earlier in the year, and that sort of threw me off. I've been trying to become more of an energy healer, and I've always been more inclined to follow that as my life's purpose and involving that in some kind of career goal as well. But, you know, I have two different things. I want to definitely be more entrepreneurial, and I've been working towards getting my degree, and yet I'm also pulled on the other side to being more of an energy healer. So I was just wondering, I've had so many blockages and confusion going on this year. I've been sort of stuck in a rut, so I was just wondering if you had any recommendations for me.
I feel stretching out. You know, a light worker or a channel or a Reiki, you know, practitioner or healer is an entrepreneur. And I learned that from a very, very successful business person years and years ago. I worked for a referral company and actually did healing work on some of the, medical doctors for the president, for the White House. And I had one business person that I worked with, a dear friend of mine and colleague, Dara, and he asked, what did you do? And I was doing a lot of energy work at the time, and even massage therapy, and I was doing channeling and psychic readings. And she piped up and said, oh, Michelle's a great psychic. And he looked at me and goes, oh, so you work for yourself? I said, yes, but you're an entrepreneur. And I said, oh, I guess I am. I went and looked it up in the dictionary, and I said, I really? Yes, I am. So many of you will be feeling the call. And what I can share with you, and you included, Beatrice, is that you need to get support at this time. You know, whether it's, starting your own group of I Can Do It people where you just meet and you hold each other accountable. Because this shift for some is kind of scary. You know, what is the direction? Should I do this? Am I going to be able to make money? Am I even good at it? How do you do this?
Yes,
exactly. All of that, right?
Right.
So that, I'm really, 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 really big on tools and being very practical, because I come from the school and great teachers that said, if your esoteric knowledge or wisdom or your information as a spiritualist is not practical and cannot be anchored and used, might as well be reading a romance novel, okay? It's not going to be any good. So find that. You know, what I can share with you, Beatrice, as well as other people, I try to make things. There's on my website, selfenlight.com, there are things that are support tools. Some of them are gratis, so some of them are free. You can download, you can use. Meeting in groups. I've got my teleconference soul path groups. I've got the in-person soul path groups if you're in the LA area, and I really support people who are unfolding. That's what I came back to do, and help people anchor their gifts and create those new forms to create the paradigm. My Daily Om course, 2012, Navigate the Greatest Soul Shift. Hopefully they're going to take the 2012 off so that it goes into 2013. But what I can tell many of you, and having talked to many people on Awakenings and in various group capacities, find the support, whatever level you can, so that you don't miss out on the transition that's happening in 2013. 2013, there's going to be a lot of breaking down of forms and structures, individually and collectively. So now is the time to get yourself positioned so that you can be that vehicle, a vessel for the universe, and say, here I am, I'm willing, I'm here. You know, I dusted up, you know, honed
right
up on things. I'm here. Because spirit will use you. You know, you will. You came here to do that, but you have to be a willing participant. It used to be 5-6 years ago, even 10 years ago, and new light workers, I call them the reluctant light workers. Either they don't have a lot of confidence, and I put myself in that, or we don't have as much constructed ego. Unfortunately or unfortunately, is the ones before us, because we go, oh, it's okay, we'll be on the spot. Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, that's good, they're doing it. Oh, I can't, or I don't know.
I definitely feel like I haven't worked on my ego as much this year. I've just been pulled from different directions, and so I've let go of my vision I had last year. Yesterday, well, it seems like yesterday, because this year flew by quick. But last year, I had so many goals, and, you know, I was a go-getter, but then suddenly so many things, negative things happened, and I lost my way a bit. So I definitely,
that's okay.
You know,
well,
keep
a
myself.
Lot of times what, right, a lot mm-hmm. of times what happens is those old goals are no longer relevant to the new energetic matrix. Okay, so that what's being co-created, it's like it's okay or it's good, but spirit right now, our soul, the oversouls are going for what's great, what's stellar. And what I mean by ego, because we need a healthy ego, where that's the individuated aspect of us. I'm not talking about the false ego or constructed ego. I'm talking about the personality. As soul beings, we're to be celebrating and reflecting our personality through our actions. Our sacred actions, our actions of service, our actions of love, our actions of self-expression and creativity. So what I want everybody to do is connect into more of the I can do it, or why not, I'm here to do it. This is what I want to do. This is what I feel. This is what I feel I'm being guided. So for you, I do feel the healing work, so I feel like it's to start that. Go to a local library. I did... you know, healing work and meditations at a local library with children and adults. Mostly children showed up, and I taught them all about the inner you, and I guided them. And kids, I get this fantastic feedback. Oh, I can use this inner you when I do a test. And I did that free. I did it at metaphysical bookstores. I did, you know, free things, little conventions, healthcare centers. And from that, I met people that then later could do a monetary exchange. I guess for me, I've always loved what I did. The money was always second and third. So I'm learning about that part. You know, it, somehow it's always provided. Not that I don't like money. I like it. I like what I can buy. It's a fun game. But if you're really in passion, you just want to share what it is that you do. You just want to get out there. So what I want to say to people, this is what I said earlier in the program. Yes, have a common awareness of money and responsibility, and you need to pay things and you need to exchange, but don't limit yourself with monetary exchange. Open it up to just wanting to share services or experiences with people. You know, get in groups where you can share and others are sharing with you, and from that, all else will come. All right, Beatrice, thanks for
calling. Sounds great.
In.
Thanks for the advice. I did get a lot of insight from this. Thank you.
Blessings and hugs.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hello, 678-851. Welcome to Awakening.
Nicole, repeat. Hello.
Yes, 678-851. Welcome to Awakening.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. And to whom am I speaking
Hi.
With?
Yes, my name is Hiro.
Hiro? Okay, Hiro, do you have a question?
Yes. I understand that I have had some emotional blockages from past lives.
Yes.
Which I brought into this particular lifetime. I simply wanted to know what those particular blockages are and how I can be able to get rid of them.
Mm. Okay. That's longer than a two-minute question. On my website, selfenlight.com, you can go to five-step emotional clearing process, and you can download that. It's free. It's a beginning process to release emotional blockages or stuck states. I also have the CD. If you go, that's the five-step emotional clearing process. That will help you. I feel you're kind of busting from some long lineage of tradition and kind of bumping up against a direction that you want to go in, like trusting yourself to go in a new direction.
Uh-huh.
Releasing the blockages for you is not going to happen in a one-minute phone call, okay? One of the things that you can do, and this is for everyone as well, again, I think the CD, the five-step emotional clearing process, I've gotten amazing reviews and feedback on that. It's people clearing long-standing, other-dimensional, past life, or even present-time emotional sex states or blockages. The one thing you can also do is close your eyes and get in a meditative state. You know, you can do breath work. I also have that on my website as well. So you can do breath work, get in a nice meditative state, and then start feeling where those blockages are or what you think they are. Some of you may see an idea or a picture or an image, and breathe into that. And then when you breathe out, picture and imagine and literally feel the energy coming out from those blockages, away from those pictures, those memories, those images. You call that reclaiming your energy or calling your energy home. So what happens when we have blockages or we have trauma, we have those memories. It's our energy animating, reanimating and reanimating those memories and holding it in place. So if you begin to deanimate and bring them forward, just feel the energy coming forward, then that picture, that image, on the thought form level and as well as an energetic level, with the subtle energy, begins to lessen. Etherically, it lessens. Physically, it lessens. So that would be one thing I would share with you, Heather, and everyone else as well. Okay? Try that and then let us know.
Okay.
Hello, 530205. Welcome to Awakening.
Hi, hey, this is Sandy. You spoke with me about a year and a half ago and gave me some good advice.
Oh, hi,
and,
Sandy.
I'm embarrassed to even talk about it. It's just so many things going on in my life, and now I'm at, again, you know, the end of the money, and I've been here before.
Right.
And I just have to wait on God or guides or whatever to figure out what they're going to do. But I'm really just like, okay, I really don't want to go back into my business doing something that I don't love and it doesn't do good for people that I can see. But I got to make money or go back home to Tennessee and sleep on the couch. You know, it's
well,
been...
Well, do more. You know, I feel it's mostly like, you know, it's us little wonderful little aware beings sometimes that, you know, I think you just have to sometimes think, what can I do and not get stuck there? Maybe it's a transitional job. Maybe it's creating something else in conjunction with what we're already doing.
How do you figure
not
what that is? Oh, I've been trying.
If you come, I can't answer that, and I really need to do probably an individual reading for you, or
okay,
if you'd called at the top of the program, because I'm kind of winding down now. I find if you don't know what to do, just get a transitional job in something that you're interested in, or I call a no-brainer job, even if it's like a retail, you know, checking things out or working in a store for part-time. Leave enough space that the new ideas can come through. If money is not an issue and you are still uncertain, reach out into the community to give back. Go to a soup kitchen, do whatever, read the kids in the library or whatever. That as well as getting support. This is, again, why I have this very affordable, like the Daily Ohm course. It's just pay $25 for it and you have it for the year. My teleconference, Soul Path groups and workshops. That's what I would suggest with you. I feel like you need to handle monetary, whether it's cutting back, really scaling down so you can really focus on what it is that you want to do and build up. Usually I find when people get to this point of not knowing and what is it, what's blocking them are the material concerns. You know, chronic fear is a big blocker of inspiration and insight. So you need to handle that first. Create some, and that, and then, you know, not overly, you know, you want to handle it, but you want to leave a little space for the insight to come in.
Okay.
Try to call back next week. Next week we have Judah, but from 12 to 12:30 I'll be doing readings again.
Yeah, you're awesome. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Very welcome.
All right, bye.
Very, very welcome. Big hug. Hello, 484-300. Welcome to Awakening.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. What's your first name?
My first name is Shiloh.
Okay, Shiloh, what's your question?
My question is, a man I have been dating on and off for the last 6 months, and recently he came forward and saw me on Saturday night, and everything was fine. I want to know at this point, because I made some changes of how I'm treating him and stuff. I want to know from this point, is things going to get better? I mean, is he thinking
kind of back and forth? Is he not in the same area as you?
He is in my same town, but he just got a new job, so he works 1 hour away. So he's in another town working.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing some distance. I feel keep it very light with him. I mean, he might be coming back a little bit, but it shows like a cord or a thread that's really, you know, like a filament. It's very light. I somehow feel him coming back and forth. Now, I don't know if it's because he's in that other town. He's a little like, maybe I want to connect, but I don't know, not too much. I don't want to get back into what we were in before. I'm not sure. I'm not certain. So it is right now, it's showing a lot of uncertainty. He's wondering if it's going to revert back to how it was.
Okay.
But I do see him back at your place. I don't know if you're watching something. I don't know if you're at a movie or watching TV, but I can see some kind of...
Well, that's
movie.
What we were doing Saturday. That's what we were doing Saturday night. But prior to that, for almost two months, when I would ask him, do you want to hang out? Do you want to talk? Do you want to come over here for a movie? Do you want to talk about these issues? He kept saying, I don't know. So Saturday was the first time in like a month and a half that he finally said, okay, I'll come over. Mm-hmm. And I'm just puzzled. Why is he doing this?
Well, he's uncertain. Now, does he have another woman around him or does he have a roommate?
He lives with a family member, and it's a man.
It's a man. Okay. Seems to be also another woman. I don't know if it's a friend or... The thing is with him, again, he doesn't... I would just leave the issues behind, watch your movies. Have food, watch the movie, have some good time, the companionship... And then see if he reaches. Because right now I feel if you bring up too much, he'll go back into that little hole.
Right, and what happened is when he came over, we did not discuss nothing about the past. He seemed like he really missed me. But my only fear right now, and I'm not communicating this to him because you don't want to scare him away, but I'm communicating with you. My only fear is this man thinking in the back of his head, okay, I've been dating her on and off for 6 months. You know, maybe I should make a commitment for her to be my girlfriend or be in a relationship or start seeing her more steadily. I mean, I don't know where this is going.
He doesn't either yet. That's why I'm saying he really doesn't know. And he's a bit, I don't know if he's having to pick up work or, you know, if that seems to be more of a priority right now. And his living situation. I keep hearing that. There's something with the living situation. So, Shiloh, keep us posted. We're winding out of time now. And but as you may know, every Wednesday, 12 to 12:45, 12:50-ish now, I do reading. Next week we do have an amazing program with the 12-12-12 synthesizing energy and Dr. Jude Kurvan will be here, astrologer, cosmologist. But I will do readings from 12 to 12:30.
Okay.
Right, Shiloh, thank you for calling in. Blessings.
Thank you.
Oh, this has been a wonderful program. Thank you all for being part of this. And thank you all in the chat room, also known as the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. It just was wonderful. And I just loved where everything went. And callers, thank you so much for gracing us with your energy and wonderful beingness. And sacred listeners in the archives and as well as iTunes, hello to you. And I do hope this information and insight is beneficial to all of you. Keep me posted as to how you're doing. Please come by the Awakenings Radio page. We've got on Facebook.com/ actually my name, Michelle Mache, or if you do a search on Facebook, it will show Awakenings Radio is, I'm going to get that changed at some point, but I can't right now. And let me know, please post there how you're doing, any insights, any happenings that you have, what's helping you in the awakening process and your own soul alignment. You know, how are you feeling more connected to your soul? How are you letting false beliefs, limiting behaviors, limiting beliefs, blockages? How are you letting those go and releasing those and accessing more of your soul gifts and insights? Let us know that. You know, we're here to impart insight and understanding and inspiration. What is inspiration? Inspirare comes from spirit, our spiritual nature. As always, continue to share your insight, shine your light, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.